we go.
Woo-hoo! We're back, baby. Another week looking at each other.
Yeah. Wow. This is, I know. Another one where we're back. We're in the same country again together. I love this.
I love this
too. I wish we could do this all the time.
Well, we can do it all the time for the next few weeks.
Okay. No, that's cool. No, but that's great. I'm cool with that. And okay. Then we'll just, yeah, that's fine.
We'll take it.
The delay. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Get where you can.
Exactly.
Hey, this week, are you enjoying this New Zealand sunshine?
Oh my God. I have been so deficient in sunshine and I am loving it. You know what? I wasn't depressed. I was just lacking the D.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You definitely weren't getting enough of
I was getting the wrong type of D.
You were, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny because like the weeks off, there was so much we forgot to cover in last week's episode. Like we started chatting and we're like, oh my God, so much has happened since our last episode. I sort of forget, you know, life just sort of rolls and moves, and then we're like, oh my God, there was so many funny things that happened.
So your boyfriend has flown into the country.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And he's officially met your parents.
He has.
Okay, question.
Uh-huh.
So, because I know your mum listens to this podcast.
Yes.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, sorry about all this.
And Lynn's colleagues.
Hi, Lynn's colleagues. Yeah. Okay, so then two-parter. Did you feel weird about your mum meeting your boyfriend? And did your boyfriend maybe feel weird as well? Because you, a couple of episodes ago, just went on and disclosed your whole, we tried anal and my butthole felt like this. And he just put it in me. And
no,
I think... And the massage techniques and the spidering into the credit card. And like, your mum knows that this guy that she was just meeting has been buried deep in your ass canal.
Well, that's okay.
So how did that feel weird?
That didn't cross my mind once. Thank you for making it more awkward for the next time.
Better cross tears, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But actually, speaking of that, so fucking funny. Do you remember I shared that message on Instagram a while ago after that episode aired from one of Mum's work colleagues?
Oh, this rings a bell.
Let me bring it up.
Was this after the...
So funny. So this is after...
Anal 101 with Morgan Penn. Okay.
I fucking love Morgan.
Episode 80. That was... episode 80. Oh my God, that was an incredible episode. If you want to just get into it, you look for your message.
Yeah.
If you're just like wanting to explore that area a little bit, you know, with a partner or yourself, you Morgan, listen to that because, oh my God, she's an incredible, Morgan the sexologist.
She is full of gold nuggets. Not poo nuggets, gold nuggets. Anyway, I found this message. This is so funny. So my mum forwarded me this from one of her work colleagues. So... Hello, I know you're listening. How are ya? Anyway, so it goes, I was on my way to my appointment today and I was over listening to music. So I decided to listen to the most recent episode of Rachel's podcast. And anyway, all good, minding my own business, listening to Anal 101. Really funny episode. Anywho, announced to be my Spotify's linked to my work computer. And it was... show a preview of whatever you're listening to on your phones on your lock screen of the laptop. My laptop was plugged into my screens, and there it was in big bold in the corner of me listening to Anal 101.
No.
So they're not in the office yet.
Oh,
so,
they're not. Oh, okay.
Anyway, so but this is showing on their laptop.
On their laptop screen in the office.
Yes. Anyway, I thought to myself, fuck, I hope no one saw that. And then not long after fucking... they've named somebody, goes, so this person's now just walked into the office.
Yeah.
Also, they want to remain anonymous, so I'm not going to say. Yeah. They walked into the office. Someone else in the office goes, so did you enjoy your podcast? And I was instantly like, yes, I love it. Anal 101 with Lynn's daughter. And his face just dropped and he was pissing himself laughing. It was so funny. He thought it was so funny in the end. He was more shocked about Rachel having a podcast and it all being X-rated. So my poor mother.
That is wild.
Mum. That is hilarious, isn't it?
Oh, shit.
But that's just so funny how Spotify does that as well. Been betrayed by Spotify.
Fuck.
And our good titles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're definitely X-rated titles. Oh, well, that's fun.
We love that.
Yeah. Hi, Lynn and Lynn's work colleagues. That's great. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Thanks. Getting our numbers up. Appreciate that.
So I came across something on Instagram, and I thought this was very, very cool. I think we've talked about this before. I can't remember. Do you like giving blowjobs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don't mind a blowjob.
Found a quite a cheeky little way to sort of spice one up and thought maybe I could give you this advice and you could just try it out.
I would happily try something new.
Okay, cool. Do you like the taste of orange?
Yeah, don't mind an orange.
Okay, so here's what you do. If you really want to take your blowjob to the next level, what you do is you get yourself an orange.
Is it an orange or is it a grapefruit?
Orange, or grapefruit?
I think I know what you're going to...
Oh, have you seen this as well?
This video's old.
Is it?
Yeah.
It popped up on my Instagram as like, I think it's someone's repurposed the content and it's just
it's
like popped
great
up.
Content,
oh
yeah.
My God. So what you do is you get an orange or a grapefruit. The only reason I didn't think like grapefruit would be a good idea is because you know how grapefruit juice can deactivate the pill.
Oh.
Did you know about this?
But
I don't know if this is like an old wives' tale or this is legit.
Yeah, I have heard. It's usually like a thing on the...
So yeah, on like it's like a precaution, right? If you're on the pill, then drinking or having grapefruit can deactivate the ingredients in the pill and you're more susceptible for being like to it failing and you becoming pregnant.
Right, okay. Anyway.
So
you get the fruit.
So you get the fruit. You cut the top off, you cut the bottom off, and then you hollow out a bit in the middle. And if you can, you want a fairly decent-sized orange, so there's still like a good amount of like, I want to say juice and like orange flesh in there.
Mm.
You slip that over the dick, and then you go up and down with the orange, and then you go to town on it on the rest with your mouth and...
Let's link this video in the description because I do remember this video so well and it is genius.
It is because it's like, then it doesn't taste like dick.
Let's do some homework.
Okay.
You go slice an orange up and give it to Heidi and say, right.
Okay.
I would love this. And I'll go give it a hoot and then we can have it from two different perspectives.
Oh my God, I would love to know. It would be very messy. Put a towel down.
Yeah.
But orange, like,
delicious.
I reckon being the guy, that would feel incredible. Because it's like, it's all this kind of like soft and sort of mushy up and down.
The only concern I've got is fighting the urge to chew it.
No, don't. Please
don't
chew it.
I know, but. Yum.
That's right. Just keep looking at it like a lollipop. Orange flavored lollipop.
Oh, genius. Yeah, let's link that in for anyone who hasn't seen the video. But
okay,
it is
cool.
Smart. I think it's called like. The grapefruit technique or something. I remember the video
really?
Well.
So it's like, I didn't know this was a whole thing.
Yeah,
I'm going to
Google.
Yeah,
it was like Google. On YouTube.
What is it called when you use a grapefruit?
While you search that, just speaking of us using Google and stuff too.
Using during a blow.
To get information. Coming up in the episode, last week we talked about dirty talk in the bedroom.
And, yeah, that's right.
And I've used ChatGPT to get some pillow talk.
Oh my God, did you?
I want to test this out on you later and I want you to rate it from 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest, on how turned on you'd feel if I said, if Heidi said these to you in the bedroom.
Okay.
And then also I want some examples of how you would like to be spoken to. Because I'm not going to lie, ChatGPT sort of let me down. The nice things to say to the partner that I had previously looked up gave me way better options. But look, I'm keen to use some of these on you and I want to see what you think.
Okay, cool. It's just called the grapefruit method.
Yeah, the grapefruit method. I knew it was a grapefruit.
The act of giving a blowjob with the aid of a hollowed out grapefruit.
I think the grapefruit holds a better shape because, you know, like an orange has like those segments.
Yeah.
And so I think the grapefruit's just a bit tighter with the smallest segment.
Oh, right.
I think.
Yeah.
Like the orange might, I don't know.
Oh, we can.
Well, you know, we'll try both.
Yeah.
We'll do both for you.
I'll just try it. No, I'll just try it with the mandarin. I'm fine.
Oh, pencil dick.
Married, divorced, and dating. The podcast.
We are going to welcome to the studio right now and the podcast back our new mate Em. Hi, how are you?
Hi, guys. Hey. Really good.
Can I just say, the first guest to actually turn up with booze as well? I love this.
Good.
Can we, what have we got here? A little Smirnoff seltzer. Oh. Ooh.
Delish.
Mine's a raspberry rose flavour.
Yeah, we're filled with passion fruit for H and I. Yeah, it's passion fruity.
Wowee, thanks for bringing those.
Look, I feel like it's more for my benefit than yours.
Are you nervous?
Let's go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Are we actually?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
Oh my God.
You guys
it's so fizzy. It went in my nose. Oh my God, it's actually in my nose.
I failed.
Rachel!
Delicious!
Christ, I'm so sorry to everyone listening.
No,
I'm
you're
so
not.
Sorry.
You are not.
Okay, this isn't Neither about you I. and your belches. This is about Em. She's given up her amazing time and bought us drinks. So welcome to
we
the
love
studio.
Em. Thank Woo. You for having me.
Right, now, I met you for the first time at Rachel's 30th.
Correct.
That was a great big night. That was the night that Rachel lost her phone over the side of the boat, and then you had to deliver her home because she was she'd absolutely sent it way too hard on her own 30th.
Yeah, it would be rude if I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was a big one. And the main concern was that she kept emptying the contents of her handbag yep. over and over again.
Yeah.
So it was not just the phone that might get lost, but everything else.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I actually had to take her house key and hold it for dear life until I got her home in the door.
Because what you've got when you drink with Rachel, you've got the layer of alcohol, but then you've also got this under kind of layer, which is a couple of concussions,
yes, exactly.
you know, a divorce that she's dealing with, and a few other things that is going on in her life. So it's kind of like
a showgirl as well.
Oh, my God. God,
loves
it's kind of like, yeah, she's sort of like this like onion that you got to unpack of just all these fucked up layers. But she's fun to drink with.
We started drinking
we
at midday,
you.
Okay? We went to the winery that actually concussed me to start with.
Oh,
so
we
sake.
Actually, yeah, we had to work through some post-traumatic excuse to be there, didn't
we? It was
we?
A big day.
Big day. Okay, but we've got you in here today because you spent some time in like Dubai, right? And flying?
Yeah, I used to live in the Middle East. I lived in Dubai for almost 3 years.
And is that where a lot of these stories come from?
Yeah, so prior to that, I'd been in long-term relationships for like my teenage years and my early 20s.
Yeah.
I'd never dated.
Okay.
Never done Tinder or anything like that. Mm. So not only was I in a foreign country very far away from home,
yeah.
And Dubai is just a minefield of its own.
Oh my God, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, because like to look at you, blonde hair, blue eyes, gorgeous, looks like butter wouldn't melt in your mouth. But I assume because you did a big old stint away from home and you're in here talking to us today that you've got a whopper of a story.
Yes, I've got a few.
Okay, take us away on this journey of story number one. I've been so excited about this.
Dating in Dubai.
Yeah.
The Diaries of a Flight Attendant.
Oh my God, I love this.
A series.
Wow.
Yeah, so as I said, I'd never really dated prior to moving away and was a little bit naive to the dating world and certainly dating apps and anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my friends over there were English and quite sort of more advanced in that area of things.
So palms are wild.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, they definitely led me down the garden path for sure. So I got signed up to Tinder pretty quickly and introduced to that wild world. And dating in Dubai is a minefield of its own. There's a lot of wealth. There's expats from all over the world. So it's a real sort of melting pot of things going on in its own right anyway.
What's the language barrier like?
There's no language barrier.
Oh, there isn't? So they're speaking like full English.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the United Arab Emirates population of like native Emirati mm-hmm. is about 18%. The rest of the community is expats. So lots of English, lots of Australians, but people from all over the world.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, got signed up to Tinder pretty quickly and probably didn't really look at it a lot, to be honest. So it was more my friends swiping through. Oh, this
guy's nice. It's a great game for someone else. Yeah, absolutely.
I totally do it now and I live vicariously through my single friends.
Yeah.
So it's great and I totally get it. But my taste was very different to theirs.
Okay.
So,
in what way?
Well, I mean, my current boyfriend, who I love and adore and I've been with for 4 years, isn't my type.
Okay.
Yeah, so from the age of 16, normally my boyfriends have been tattooed from the neck down.
Fellow emo kid.
Copy that. Really?
Yeah. So when I brought my current boyfriend home, my mum actually said, "Where are all your tattoos?" That was the first thing she said to my partner because he's only got one. So that's my type, if you have a type.
Yeah, yeah. So you're more like like a Shotgun Kelly kind of guy or like even more
Shotgun
sort of
Kelly?
Oh, no. What, oh, no. No, Machine Gun Kelly. What am I saying? What is Shotgun Kelly? Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
Or are we talking more like a Sheldon from Blindspot? Sort of.
Sheldon from Blindspot.
Okay.
Yes,
girl. Yeah. Okay. The fist bump across the table. Yuck. Okay.
Wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
So yeah, most of the people that my friends in Dubai were liking were very English, very posh looking in a sense. But you know, as I said, first time dating, I was willing to give anything a go.
Great.
So I matched with this guy called Jordan. Mm-hmm. I think that was his name. And yeah, definitely not my type, but we had a good little chat. And I was actually heading back home to New Zealand for some annual leave. So I had a good 2 weeks away from Dubai. So we started a really nice online initial connection.
Wholesome. Cute.
Yeah, it was great. He did have a really sexy accent, so there was lots of voice memos, which is a nice way to start. Mm. And he gave me three options for when I got back to Dubai. He said, I can either take you for a night out, take you for like a really fancy fine dine dinner,
okay,
or a spontaneous date. And of course, I'm going to say spontaneous date. Wow. Right?
Laying out the menu.
Like, I'm trying to sell myself. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so carefree.
So much fun. I love it. Okay, yeah. Good on him for taking charge.
Definitely. So I said, absolutely, let's do a spontaneous date. So he said that he would pick me up. Now, where I lived in Dubai was quite far out of central Dubai, like a good 45 minutes. I lived right in the desert, sand for eyes.
Whoa.
Yeah, everything. And so he offered to come and pick me up. And about maybe an hour before he came to collect me, he said, actually, no, can you come to me? Which isn't a big deal, no problem. But I was like, you know, you said you'd come and get me. I like people that stick to their word.
Yeah, okay.
Don't let me down here, mate. But we gave him the benefit of the doubt. And he made me meet him in a car park, which was kind of weird.
Okay. Yeah, so okay. Far sounds like foreign country, yeah. Met online, and he's going to take your kidney.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe I probably should have been a little bit more sensible, but I'm still going with it, being a little bit
naive. Oh, my God.
That is full YOLO, and yeah, I love it. Really,
yeah, and I think I had said to him, I need a little bit of indication of what we're doing, so for my dress code, right? Because I don't want to turn up in stilettos if we're tree climbing or something.
Yeah.
So he said 100% you are fine to be casual. So I was jeans, t-shirt, like ankle boots, nothing major. Mm-hmm. Turn up, jump in the car. He's not crazy. He's not kidnapping me. He is who he says he is.
No scalpel in the front seat. Yeah.
Well, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
He definitely was shorter in real life, so a little bit catfished there.
Every time.
Yeah, but that's okay. So we get in the car and we're driving out to the desert, and he says, oh, you know, have you got any ideas about what we're doing? And I'm quite a logical person, so if you're driving out of Dubai Central and into the desert, there's only so many things you can do. So camel racing, like a firing range, okay, or desert safari where they take like the Land Rovers through the sand dunes.
Oh my God, amazing.
Or he's definitely murdering me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so four options, it's definitely going to be one of them.
Yeah.
Great.
So obviously I didn't mention the latter, but I
I would have led with it. Yeah. I would have led with it.
Taking my organs. Yeah.
And I was very casual. I was like, oh, maybe we're doing this, or maybe we're going to the firing range. And he turns and looks at me and he said, how did you guess? I was like, well, I'm just being logical. There's only so many things that we can do when we're leaving Dubai. He was like, yeah, we're going to the firing range. And he said, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I love going to the firing range. I've done it a few times before. I've done it in Vegas. It's so much fun. He was like, oh, you've done it before. I said, oh, yeah, but only a couple of times. And he was not impressed with that. I don't know if it's because he was – well, no, I do know. It's not because he was just bummed out that the surprise was ruined, but what turned out was that he didn't want me to be better than him.
Oh, no.
So we get to the firing range, and he proceeds to have a lesson first because now that he knows, now that he's been before, now that he knows I've been before, he doesn't want to have a go without having a lesson first. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. I chill out while he has his one-on-one lesson that he's paid extra for.
Come on, man.
And then we finally get to have a go together, obviously each in our own lane. And not that it was necessarily a competition, but if it was, I definitely won the first round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well done.
Yes, you did.
So, of course, we have to go for another round. And he says, all right, whoever wins this round, drinks afterwards are on them. Of course, absolutely no problem. He ends up having a stroke of luck and winning the second round, which is totally fine. We're even. So we carry on to have a drink, and keeping in mind that he said, dress casual, we're not going anywhere fancy, I'm literally in white t-shirt and jeans, very casual, and he takes me to one of the nicest cocktail bars in Dubai. Oh,
did he dress, well, how dressed up was he?
I think he was in like a linen shirt and chinos, but definitely looked a little bit more put together than me, that's
right.
For sure.
Well, yeah. Of course, he's competitive. He's like, honestly, Jandals t-shirts, it'll be sick.
Shaka bra.
I think it was called The Observatory, so it was, you know, like an elevated cocktail bar looking out over Dubai. Very nice, very low lighting. So we go and have a drink, and I have a Corona, and the conversation is just boring. I mean, I was already pretty unimpressed, but it's just getting worse and worse. So as the conversation continues, he then asks me if I have any hot friends.
What is going on here?
Yeah, so that was a little bit awkward and made me feel a little bit shit.
What? Was he? Do you think he was gunning at it for more of a threesome, or that he didn't want to be with you and wanted to be with your friends?
I definitely think he was looking at other options. Yeah.
Oh my
what the heck?
God.
And I mean, if he wanted to friendzone me, that's totally cool. But it was.
But how about? Do you have any hot friends? Thank
what an
you.
Opportunity! Like,
no, I would have asked it straight back. Do you have any hotter, taller friends?
Yeah, oh, and it didn't really make sense because we'd had this really great conversation online and he was really kind and nice and he just became very arrogant in real person.
Nah.
So, yeah, the conversation continued to fizzle out. I only had the one Corona. He continued to have two cocktails after our first drink. And when the bill came, he said, well, remember, the drinks are on you.
Oh, what? Well, I'm glad he's not around and I'm glad I haven't had to meet him.
Bloody hell.
What a dick. I mean, did you even say?
I don't mind paying for my own way and I was more than happy to pick up the bill, but I didn't choose where we went. I only had one drink and I think the polite thing to do would have been to pay for his following cocktails. But I bumped into him a couple of months later on a night out and he definitely was trying to take me home. So I would think I won in that situation.
Oh my God, what a dog. What a dog.
Holy shit, there's some shit people out there.
It sounds to me like, I mean, I've heard like stories like this as well. It doesn't matter what, you're in Dubai, it doesn't matter what country or culture you're from. These people are everywhere.
They are
everywhere. There's shit guys, there's shit girls going out, shit dates all over the world.
And that was my first Tinder date. So it was quite an introduction to the dating scene, cool. I must say.
But I trust you got back on it. You got back on the horse and everything was okay in the end.
Well, I don't think it improved.
Okay, right. So you got more stories, right?
There's a few more from Dating in Dubai.
Okay, amazing. Well, if that's Dating in Dubai, I want to hear another one. So we're definitely going to have you back on another time. Amazing. Thank you so much for coming in. Yes, God, I hope the next one works out better than that one.
What a dog.
Yeah.
I would have just...
We're going to call him the Dubai dog.
The Dubai dog. Yeah.
I love it.
I do not do well with people talking to me like that. I would have just...
Yeah. Taken him back to the firing range.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
To the desert.
Oi, awesome.
Go be a clay bird.
Moving target.
Simon Says, go be a clay bird.
What the fuck?
We're playing Simon Says.
Oh, sorry.
Married, divorced and dating. The podcast.
All right, dirty talk time. Here we go. You ready?
So ready.
Oh my God. Does this voice do it for you?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, so clearly like the voice thing doesn't do it for you.
No.
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 Okay, well, so where did this come up? Last week we were talking about I don't know why it came up. Yeah. Dirty talk. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mentioned I'm really bad at it and I was gonna look at ChatGPT to give me a little bit of assistance.
You and that fucking robot.
Mate. My best friend.
It's literally like the third person in your relationship, I think. The amount of things you've gone like to.
Because I just suck. I'm inexperienced.
Yeah, but you're learning to communicate. This is what you've been talking about. You've been going, you've been seeing your therapist and you've realised that since you've been in a relationship, you need to learn to communicate better.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Giving compliments.
Receiving compliments. I hate receiving compliments.
It's okay.
Just tell me I'm fun.
Hey, Rach, you're real fun.
Thank you.
You have a really nice... hair color.
Thank you.
Oh,
so
you're welcome.
You.
I don't have hair.
You've got a beard.
I've got a
which
beard
is hair, and that's a nice hair color.
Orange.
That is orange.
Yeah, and you like it. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cool. Okay, so we were talking about dirty talk, and I don't know. You wanted to go away and consult with your robot.
Robots know best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all right. Well, let's what findings have you come up with? Have you thought about this yourself and like whether you would enjoy any dirty talk?
Yeah. Well, I've tried in the past.
Well, with your partner.
Yeah, but I just get a little bit awkward. I'm like, your tick feels good. That's all I've got. And because I just don't know where, you know, like where to go. So anyway, so I did. I ask ChatGPT for a little bit of help. So my initial question was, can you please give me some examples of sentences to say in the bedroom we're trying to dirty talk? And, you know, ChatGPT was very consensual. So it came back and said, engaging in intimate communication is a personal choice and should be approached with sensitivity to your partner's comfort level and consent.
Right.
It's crucial to establish clear boundaries and communicate openly about desires and preferences.
Oh, this is good.
This is very good, right? If both partners are willing to explore this aspect of their relationship, consider using respectful and consensual languages. Examples of suggestive language could include expressing admiration for your partner's physical attributes, vocalizing consent, or discussing shared desires. Always prioritize respectful communication and ensure that both partners feel comfortable and respected, which is great. Thank you.
Great little disclaimer. Thank you.
However, I need some sentences to use, right? So I wrote back and I said, thanks. Because, you know, we're friends.
Yeah.
Can you please give me some fun examples of what to say? I'm shy.
Oh, nice. Okay. And what did what did our friend come back and
Certainly.
Say? Okay.
If you're looking to introduce a playful or light-hearted tone into intimate communication while being mindful of shyness, consider incorporating humor and gentleness. Here are some examples. Right. So now I'm gonna say these to
Kay.
You.
Yeah.
Like, just picture you're in a bedroom situation, and I want you to rate this from 1 to 10 about how much it turns you on.
Okay,
right?
So what are we like? What are we? Are we both naked? Or
yeah, we're getting steamy. Like, we're not, but
not you and me. Thank God,
actually, like, you and I. But we're making a hypothetical here, and I want a real life rating of these from ChatGPT.
Okay,
like,
cool.
What you would say or how you would.
Okay, so I'm naked.
So things are getting hot and steamy.
Yeah.
Someone whispers in your ear. You have a way of making the room brighter, even just with your presence.
Hang on, I'm just checking here. I'm pretty flaccid.
Damn it, ChatGPT.
That really
sorry. We've
me
we've got seven. ChatGPT gave me seven.
Okay,
options.
That's
number one. Okay,
God, here, let's go.
Second one.
Yeah.
I'm a bit shy, but your smile has a way of making me forget all about it.
What the fuck is this? This is not dirty. This is... Is this meant to be turning me on?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I would be so unimpressively soft by now.
Okay,
and we're only
at
number two.
Yeah. Okay. What about this one then? Sorry. Okay. We're getting hot and steamy.
Yeah.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Okay, fuck off.
Or should I walk by again?
Fuck off. These are just cheesy pickup lines from, like, the internet.
This is me trying to talk dirty from ChatGPT.
Are you going
to
use...
I'm not a photographer, but I can definitely picture us together.
Fuck off. This is bullshit.
Are you a magician? Because whenever I look at you, everyone else disappears.
Okay, no, these are just shitty pickup lines.
Damn it!
Yeah.
But because any
no, this is not dirty. None of this is dirty.
This is, yes, and then goes. Remember, the key is to gauge your partner's comfort levels and to keep the tone light and consensual.
Okay.
Tailor your expressions to what feels natural for both of you. So obviously that's not the one. So,
no.
Okay, well then if...
Well, would any of those do anything for you?
No.
No,
and
absolutely
I would feel
not.
So weird saying them.
Yeah,
if
totally.
Being adorable was a crime, you'd be serving a life sentence.
Okay, stop, please.
Okay, well then, let's go to the school of Carl.
No, well, it's not the school of Carl. Okay, well, for me,
yes.
What I like, here's an example of what I like.
I need some help, obviously, so let me know what's...
Okay, well, let me know if any of this would resonate with you.
Okay.
What I like is I like, you know, when you're like, in the beginning and you're like, it's foreplay and stuff like that and you're just fooling around.
Uh-huh.
I love being told, like, what's going to happen next.
It's so I'll be
here's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to flip you back onto your back and
right.
I'm going to straddle you.
Yeah. So there's like...
And ride that dick.
Because it creates like a bit of expectation, but then it's describing in detail. So I think you could try this. So you could just like think ahead of like what's, you know? Because, and what it does, I don't know, like it's not like every time because you don't want to be the one in control every time. Maybe you do. Maybe he likes that. But you know what I mean?
So is that dirty talk?
Yeah.
100%. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's that, right? So creating the expectation and like saying it, you're just like saying it softly. And,
yeah, I was gonna say, how do you deliver this? Not
well, actually, do you know what? Because dirty talk can be, I think, and like in my opinion, it can be delivered in a whole range of things. It could be like whispered into your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, while you're actually right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so next I'm gonna do this. And then I'm going to do this.
Okay.
And while I'm doing that, this is where that finger's going.
Ah.
And then, okay, so there's that. But dirty talk can even, like, happen, like, over text as well.
Okay.
So, like, during the day. Or, like, okay, so, like, best thing is when, well, what I've found is, like, when you know that you're going to have sex, like, later on in the day or, like, that night. And it's like, and then there's like an exchanging of messages and stuff like that. So it's that creating the expectation again as well. So like with you, you could be like, first thing in the morning, you'd be like, hey, tonight I really want to have sex. And this is what we're going to do.
Ah, okay, okay. This is opening my mind. I didn't realize this is dirty talk.
No, so you don't you don't even have to be like saying it to the person directly, because that's what can make things awkward. And I know it feels awkward, like, because you feel like you're having to like put on this voice and this character and all that. No. It's all about being yourself.
Okay.
And then so you could message your boyfriend and say, hey, I really want to have sex with you tonight, and this is what I'm going to wear. And then you ask a question, what are you going to wear?
This is good. Thank you. Right. I like this.
Or you could also, you can message him and say like, hey, I want to try this new thing tonight. Yeah. Is there something that you want to try? Let's try one thing each.
Okay. This is opening my mind to what dirty talk is. I love that.
Right?
I was just like, no, I don't know how to talk dirty. I get really awkward. But this is achievable things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also think that like a good thing to do is just like, maybe you do this already, but like if you're like doing something to him, do you ever just like say to him, it's like, do you like that? Do you want me to do that harder? Do you want me to do that softer? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I usually ask if it feels good.
Yeah, but then are there follow-up, like more like leading things?
No, that's a good one.
It's like, do you want me to peg you deeper?
Yeah.
You could say that.
I could say that.
While you're pegging him.
Well, we'll need to go buy a pegging kit.
I gave it away. You gave yours one away. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you had any feedback on that? Do you know if it ever got used?
Yeah, I believe it did.
Did it? Get the fuck out of town! We should follow up on that.
We should follow up on that. We should get them in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shit. Wow. So yeah, how does
I
that?
Love. Yeah, no, this is really good. I have been taking notes mentally. I was going to pretend to pull out a notebook, but I don't have one of those. But yes, I have been. I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah, I think one of the hottest things you can do is that creating expectation.
Mm.
Or that, like, because it's like when you know something's going to happen and there's like tension, and so you're like spelling it all out. I don't know. Maybe that doesn't work for everyone.
I love.
Give it a hoon.
I'm going to give it a hoon.
Give it a hoon.
Give it a hoon. And sorry, ChatGPT, you've really let me down this time.
Yeah.
I thought we were friends.
Married, divorced and dating. The podcast.
Well, there you go. There's another episode done and dusted.
Yeah. It's so good.
Have you calmed down from our little dirty talk?
A little bit. My seat is feeling a little bit damp. No, I'm just kidding. It's just the sweat from the sunshine.
Right. We can get a rug, doctor. We've got budget.
Oh, amazing.
Have you had any ideas on like on what you would say?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely give the messaging beforehand to go, the like, and talking about what they're wearing. I think that's a very good one. And then also the describing what's going to happen next. I can do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on, give me an example then.
All right. Turnover.
Ooh. Yes, mummy.
I'm going to sit on you and I'm going to ride you so hard.
Yeah.
And
details, details.
You're gonna suck my nipple. And I'm gonna love it.
Yeah.
Is that what we say?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
And then
get some more detail in there though.
Okay.
So like, so when you say you're gonna sit on them,
yeah,
just be like, I'm gonna flip you over and I'm gonna put my leg over and I'm gonna slowly slide you in.
Oh. love.
First, just the tip.
Just the tip.
And then a little bit deeper.
All right. We need to stop this right now.
Rachel can't even look me in the eye right now.
I'm ready to talk dirty.
I think I hit a nerve. Oh, no. Do you feel educated?
I feel like I'm just, my eyes have been open.
Yeah.
That's what I love about doing these recordings. It's like, I always seem to get a really good takeaway.
Great.
And I just feel like I've just know nothing about being in a relationship.
No. This is awesome.
We love this.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So give that a go with a partner.
Love.
Details. Cool. All right. Well, there you go. Again, welcome along to Married, Divorced, and Dating, the podcast.
We're so untrained.
Oh my God. I'm Carl, I'm the married one.
I'm Rachel, I'm the divorced and dating one.
Okay, there's the intro.
We love it.
Cool.
I'm very excited, so I'm going to Wellington soon. Mm-hmm. And do you remember, like, in the last few episodes that we recorded, I had been, like, trying to get my boyfriend to... He wrote me a song.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, he remixed me, the Miley Cyrus remix, because I love Miley Cyrus. Yeah. And he would just never play it live.
Oh, that's right.
I went to Mexico last year.
Yeah.
And he finally did it at a gig for me. And it was,
well, he played it.
He fucking played it.
Someone let him have a go on the decks and he played it.
Yeah, and it was incredible. And I filmed it, obviously, naturally.
Yeah.
And then there's these guys who listen to our podcast. I don't know their names, but shout out.
Are they Mexican as well?
No. They follow us on Instagram.
Okay.
They're from Wellington, actually. The Festy Boys.
Cool. G'day,
mates.
Shout
out the Festy Boys. Yeah, sorry, I don't know your first names, but they have jumped on this, like, bandwagon with me, right? And
right.
I think we've managed to get it. It might be played out at the Wellington show. So I'm going to hit
because it's a Miley Cyrus drum and bass remix.
Yeah. It's amazing.
That your boyfriend did.
Yes, it's fantastic. And so anyway, I just wanted to give the Festy Boys a wee shout out because I'm going to hit the pit with you this weekend, Lash Girl.
Yeah, sick. Yeah. Oh man, if your boyfriend is like this into music, he should really like think about doing this like as more of like a full time thing, or even just like a.
Let's just rip just a band aid off, Carl. We all know he's a DJ.
How did I not pick up on that?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. So,
you're allowed to talk about him now.
I don't know. Did I just curse the relationship? I don't know.
Fuck.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to say who he is or not?
I don't know, do I?
I don't know. It's your call. Have you guys spoken about it? I don't know why it's a big deal.
I don't know why it's a big deal either. We're just hiding it. His name's Fred.
Oh, okay.
He's a DJ.
No, he's not Fred again.
He's not Fred again.
But I like to call him One-Off Fred.
One-Off Fred. Yeah, his DJ name doesn't have the name Fred in it. But
nah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Cool
when
story.
Was he born? What year was he born?
Anyway, if you want to follow us on social media, you can.
Are you guys the same age?
Yes, we are. At Married, Divorced, and Dating. You can send us an email, mdttales@gmail.com.
It's like somewhere in the 90s you were born.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya!